Dead Man Running. Written by Ross Coulthard and Duncan McNabb, and read by Michael Carman. The evidence suggested that Utah had been one of Australia's most important moles inside the bikie gangs, and that his usefulness to police had been squandered because of personality clashes, police distrust, petty bickering, and stupid turf wars. Which was why today, in the sticky heat of the Glasshouse Mountains hinterlands, we were looking for a corpse somewhere around this cemetery. We had it on good authority that despite Stephen Utah giving the same information to police about Hombre Yonka dumping a body somewhere around this graveyard, the police had never done a search. After 3 months of investigating Utah's claims, we had learned very fast to take them seriously. We knew from the documents and from talking to police sources that the last time Utah told skeptical police he knew where a body was, it had taken 3 searches. But they finally found another murder victim exactly where he said they would. To the Bandidos and other gangs in clubhouses along Australia's east coast, from Queensland down to Geelong in Victoria, Utah was a trusted hangaround, a novitiate to the strange and violent hierarchical world of the patch-clad biker gangs. Rat-cunning and extremely intelligent, Utah was drawn to the camaraderie, mateship and discipline of the outlaw motorcycle gangs. And in his chameleon-like way, he became a key player in many of their often publicly denied extensive criminal enterprises. Except for what he describes as a police blunder, Utah might today have been inside the Bandidos, still passing the covertly recorded conversations on miniature digital audio recorders to his police handlers at luggage lockers in Brisbane city buildings. Instead, Utah is now a man on the run. Wanted by police and hunted by his vengeful former bikie blood brothers, he admits he is a marked man, a dead man running, to use his own words.